Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for his name. Lord, all power given in that name. And Lord, to us, oh, the peace, the rest, the joy unspeakable and full of glory in that name. Lord, thank you for writing your name upon us. Lord, thank you, God, that we're engraved in your hand. Lord, thank you again that you're growing us up for a new name. A new name. Hallelujah. And oh, to be the Lamb's wife. Oh, to be the bride for the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord, for this wondrous revelation that you gave to Paul that is now made known to us. Help us to go after it. Help us to be fully purposed. Help us, Lord God, to not squander a moment. It's by faith, all the promises of God, all the same, by faith. Increase our faith today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Let's go ahead and open our Bibles this morning to Mark chapter 14. We come to a point in Scripture where this is the Passover night, and Jesus will give himself. He will give himself to be crucified the next day, and he is with his disciples, and they are being told of who and what they are in the Lord and what will be. No matter what we think, God's word is true. And in Mark 14, verse 26, it says, "And when they had sung a hymn," isn't that precious? They sang a hymn together. "They went out into the Mount of Olives. And Jesus saith unto them," and this is to his disciples, "All ye," notice this, "all ye shall be offended." That means all of you are going to fall away and all of you are going to stumble. It's not, I'm not telling you that anybody's excluded here. You're all shall ye be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I am risen, oh, praise God, no doubt of that, I will go before you into Galilee. Oh, what love. He knew they would be scattered. He knew they would deny him. He knew they would be fearful, and yet I'm scheduling an appointment with you, by the way, here. I'm going to meet you in Galilee. Isn't that marvelous? You should be happy, happy knowing how faithful God is. Amen? Come on, come on. "But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto him," oh, Peter, "although all shall be offended, all shall fall away and stumble, yet will not I." Did you know that Peter thought that his faith was more superior than anybody else's? Well, yes, he did. At this time, he sure did. He thought he was a little bit better than the other brethren. But we know what happened, and he wasn't. He wasn't. We also read in Scripture about a rich man who came into the synagogue and smote his chest, and he basically said, "I'm glad I'm not like this guy over here. This, you know, he's a bum. All these different problems he has. I'm just glad I'm not like him." See, he thought he was better too. But we know what happened to him, and he wasn't. In Romans 12, verse 3, it says here, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think." So we're told, every man, again, no one's excluded, not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought. It's amazing the things that we can think as Christians that we shouldn't be thinking. I've often told this to brethren and sisters as well too, as I would pray their pastor, or as a brother in Christ, I'll just say that. You need to wake up. You're an island. You're an island. Here's people that love the truth. They love the Word of God. It's evident. Because what they go after, what they want, what they desire. But yet somehow, some way, you know better. And somehow, some way, you won't fellowship. So in other words, once again, I have basically higher esteemed myself and my thought more than I ought. God help us to wake up. Now, in the Word of God, we have ones, though, like Gideon. If you don't know about Gideon, he came from, I'll tell you, an impoverished family. A family of many generations of unsuccessful. Ones that didn't amount to anything. And yet, old Gideon, as God started to call upon his life, Gideon said, I'm the less of the least of my worthless family. So here we're on the other side of the spectrum. And yet, so was he thinking too little of himself? Well, let's just be honest. He was insecure. I mean, after God called him, he said, God, you got to show me some more stuff here. I got to really know you're calling me. And don't you think that God hasn't done that with every single one of us? I told you what he did for this man right here by his grace to be your pastor. And I'll tell you what, I had Gideon moments of that wet mat, multiple of them. And that's the truth. Not that I asked him for them, but he knew what I needed. And he knew what you needed. And I thank God for every one of them. So you could say that maybe he was too insecure, but I'll tell you what, I would sure rather start from where Gideon started, amen, that I'm the less of the least of my house, because I'll tell you one thing with that, God can work with that. Oh, yes, he can. 1 Peter 5:5 tells us that God resists the proud. Wow, that should make you fearful of your government. All I see is a bunch of proud, proud people all over the place. I know God will have nothing to do with that. He sees the proud afar off, the Word of God says. But see, he said God resists the proud, and that's been for every party. Let's not get too beyond anything. Come on. Man's man. And but for the grace of God, we're right there too. Man's man, all right? But it says that God gives grace. God gives grace to the humble. Proverbs 3:34, it says, God gives grace to the lowly. Thank the Lord that you're lowly. Thank God that he brings you to a lowly place. Thank the Lord that he brings you to a place of night that he gives you songs. You'd never be singing without him. You wouldn't. You'd just be busy thinking you're happy, but you'd miss the joy of a night where you needed a song. I want to sing hymns with Jesus. I sing hymns with Jesus. That's a beautiful thought, isn't it? It ain't mine. I'm just here. Thank God for his Spirit. Now, the precious Apostle Paul in Ephesians 3:8. One of his many, many victory cries. He just didn't have one. God gave him many. But in 3:8 it says, unto me, Paul speaking of this, who am the less than the least of all saints, the less of the least, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. I'll tell you what, if we all can't come to that place, we haven't received a thing. Every one of us truly are that less of the least of all saints, is this grace given. Because this grace will only be apprehended by the less of the least in spirit, always. Understanding the unsearchable riches of Christ, you embrace and rejoice. It's only because I'm a vessel of nothing but mercy. Nothing but mercy. So undeserved, so unmerited. And not that it wasn't just at one point in my life. Always. That's why surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Isn't that beautiful about David? He didn't just need it for moments in his life. He needed it every moment of his life. You want to be carried on mercy. You want to be riding mercy. You want to be anointed with mercy. You want mercy poured all over you. And I'll tell you what, he's right there to do it. He's right there to do it. Because that's what grace gives, mercy. He gives grace to the humble. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Now, it's this beautiful state of complete lowliness and nothingness. Lowliness and nothingness is where all the glory really begins. You know this, don't you? I love just fellowshipping with people that know. And know with joy. Because you don't know if you don't joy. You don't know this if you're not thankful. You don't. You may know about something, but you don't know this. You're not intimate with this. This is something that, I mean, gets in you and ravishes you and loves you moment by moment. I mean, you're just, Lord, you're loving on me so good. It's so marvelous. Hallelujah. Let him be romantic with you. You'll miss it. But see, this is truly the beginning of his glory being bestowed on us. In Galatians 6:3, it tells us, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. So see, what that means is when I realize my nothingness, and truly that means my goodness, my ability, really we have to understand without him, we are nothing, we have nothing, and if we'll just cut to the chase, we're talking about nothingness in everything. Nothingness in everything. Even if I think I have a talent for something. And that's the truth. That's when I'll hit right into the mother lode of his glory. And that is an absolute truth. When I really realize this complete nothingness that I am in myself. But when that mother lode of glory, understanding how, in a sense, nothing I am, that's when I miss not a thing. I don't miss a thing of the vessel of mercy that I am. And that's when the riches of his glory is poured out on my life. I've had people say, and I'm so thankful, and I would say it right with you, where he's taken us, especially these past few years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. I'm talking, but all the time. You know what I'm saying. But I just feel like, oh. And you know what I'm saying. It's because I'm telling you, we've hit the glory of this mother load of mercy. And that is the truth. It's an absolute truth. And that's why I know that brethren that know this precious word, and they're almost fearful of preaching about mercy, almost try to insult. And we'll even say, oh, he's preaching about mercy. I wonder what he's doing. What a stupid thing to say. You should know what I'm doing. I'm just getting basked in the riches of his glory. I'm sitting here getting rich. What are you doing? That's where all the riches of his glory is. I believe he says it numerous different ways. Matter of fact, from the beginning to end, it's all about that precious mercy. And we thank the Lord for it. It brings us everything. It brings us our help in time of need, doesn't it? Come on. Be thankful. It's okay. Don't be shy. Tell him I love you. Now, I'm going to say this to you. Growing up, my dad never, ever once, and I will say this, really, because it hurts my heart, because it's just the enemy getting into people, and even, I'm telling you, and I shouldn't say getting into people, but disturbing the minds of people, and I'm talking about Christians. But I want people to hear this, those that might think a little bit differently. But my dad never told me, nor any of my siblings, that we were ever better than anybody. And that is truth. That is such a truth I can't even tell you. It's so sadly not true. And I want to really make that known. But the one thing that my dad always told us, and John will tell you this, no one else has anything else up on you either. Do you understand that? Nobody. How my father raised us was that we could be and we could become anything that we would set our hearts to. That it wasn't something that was beyond us. But see, isn't that our precious Father? Did he not say that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you? Now, really, just listen to that. Don't just say you can quote it real quick, that it's on a wall or you've highlighted it in your Bible, which you should anyways. I can do all things. I can do all things. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Think of that. Think of what in that beautiful, precious, wonderful, it's not a statement. It's the Word of God. And I believe we know the Word of God is true. It's impossible for God to lie. So I can, you can, do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I thank God. So I know as this one that directs my steps, right? Because it's not me to direct. See, that's the issue is a lot of times we think we can direct. And God's going to be behind going ahead and making this come true. I'm talking about when we're abiding in his will. All right? And that's the truth. So when God has called us to something, when God has called us to something, not when man has called us to something, not when somebody thought that, wow, this would be good for you to do, when God has called you to something, I'm going to tell you something. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I don't need to fear it. I thank the Lord. I'm just telling you, he's had me do so many things in my life. I'm not kidding. And really, every single one of them that he's brought me into, it was kind of sudden in a way. And then God made that a chapter. And I thank the Lord. He's taught me. He's taught me. I got to trust God. I don't know. I'm so thankful to say it. Sometimes I fear people. I shouldn't say fear people. People fear what I say in this. Excuse me. But I tell them, well, I don't know what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. They'll ask me about how long I'm going to be a pastor or how long I'm going to. I don't know what I'll be doing tomorrow. I know what I'm doing today, but I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow because he holds my tomorrow, and that's the very truth. And I'm thankful to be able to get up in more strength and believing every day, to believe God for my day, believe him for everything, no matter what I experience, no matter, again, what failure, though he stumble, and I will, and you will too, I shall never be utterly cast down. I'm never going down. I can't, because his hand, it withholds me. I'm never going down, ever. And you ain't either, by the grace of God. You see that? Praise the Lord. So we thank him again that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thank the Lord for that. I don't care where you're at today. I don't care, again, what disappointment you've just lived through. I don't care what your upbringing's been. I don't care how bad people have been to you. I don't care even what you think of yourself, because you got to get rid of yourself and understand who lives in you. Christ lives in you. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. That's your backing. That's an absolute, that is an absolute truth. It can't be anything but. Why don't we walk by faith? Why don't we walk believing by who we are in Christ? We're now the sons of God. Why would I try to be anything but? Why would I try to act anything else? Why would I not trust him? Lord, you will and do of your good pleasure in me. Let me quit of my thoughts of what I think I need to be doing, how I think I need to be behaving. Truly trust you in your word. If you are this almighty God, which I'm telling you, he is. He will and do of his good pleasure in you. You can't help it. I'm not telling you you're going to be perfect, but I'm going to tell you, as Sister Fernie used to said, he'll make you wish you had. But not in a condemning way. It's never condemning. He just makes your heart groan because he loves you so much. That's the motivator of it all. He loves us so much. Lord, I do want you to take over me. I do want you to control this life. And then he always tells me, you're never going down. Oh, I love him. I love to talk about him. It's a good thing. Now, here you go. The one thing he lets us know that we had better really know, it's all him. It's all him. And I want us to really understand that. It is our Heavenly Father that does it all. That I can do nothing without him. Amen. But in him, he always does exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. So I want you to think about this. With God, all things are possible. Did you hear that? With God, all things are possible. And I thank God that nothing is hard for him to do. So I thank the Lord for every trial that we collectively have. And we're one body, and I thank God for that. So we've got trials. We've got these trials. And we enter into them together. We pray for one another. Yes, we do. And we rejoice with one another. We cry with one another. We hurt with one another. Praise God. I thank the Lord when we're entered into that body of Christ and we're in harmony with it, we're touched with one another's infirmities. Oh, yes, we are, because that's Christ that lives in us. But I thank God we encourage ourselves and we look to the Word of God and we encourage ourselves in the Word of God. And we know we have the victory. Yes, we do. We know the victory has always already been won. We know that He's made the way. We know that they have dug a pit, but they will fall into it. Oh, yes, we're troubled on every side, but I'm going to tell you what counted joy in manifold temptation. Oh, my, we've come to a place, I mean, we're in dire straits. It's time to believe the Lord together, isn't it? Praise God. That's what's awesome. If he didn't bring us to these seas with an army behind us, we would have missed the spectacular God of deliverance that he is. Where are we? Do we? And I know our nature wants a lotus land of ease, but can we glory in our infirmities? Yes. Oh, brother, what's coming our way? I'll tell you one thing. He's got it. He's got it. I don't need to pray for my infirmities. He gives them to me. I'll glory in them. Don't want any more if he ain't giving them and I ain't praying for them. I got enough because I got yours too. And I thank God for them. I really do. Now, we have to realize and come to terms that Christ lives in us. Amen? Isn't that something? Got to come to terms to this. Christ lives in us. It's the only life we have. He assures us that we no longer live. We are born of God. We're born of God. Born of God. Yeah, yeah, that's... Amen, and it's beautiful, and we're thankful, and it wasn't just a passing moment thought. It's who we are, more than even the natural family we're born into. I can't change that. I can't, no matter if I got crazy or whatever I did. I cannot change the DNA from the family that I have. It will not happen. Even more so, you will not change the DNA being born of God from the blood of Jesus. That's DNA that will never change. All right? The blood of the Lamb. That's it. You're not your own. Born of God. It's a seed that remains. I can't take the DNA out of my body. I can't. Isn't that something? And isn't it something that they even find, you know, with these old bones and all of these? Still, the DNA's in there. It's still in there. If I can't take it out of that, I'll tell you one thing. There's no taking it out of that blood from my life. Praise God. How marvelous that is. Now, so see, we are born of God. And the nice thing is, as children of God, it says we have been born Lord of all. So once again, we thank God we're born to reign. We're not born to serve. We're born to reign. Now, wonderful rulers, they do serve. They do. But they reign first before they serve. And I love that about studying about Joseph. Joseph told those brothers, I had a dream, guys. I'm going to tell you about it. Joseph was bold in the Lord. Even his dad chastened him for that one. But he said, you know what? I had a dream. We all had these sheaves and things and all, and you guys got in a circle and bowed down before me. Huh? Well, he shouldn't have said that. He shouldn't say that. Well, why wouldn't he speak the word of God? Because that's the word of God. His dream is the word of God. That's the word of God, all right? And we know, praise God, if it's the word of God, what happens? It happens, doesn't it? And it happened, didn't it? And think about Joseph, and this is what I'm saying about how we reign first. If there was ever any service or service going to come from your life, you have to reign first. Joseph couldn't do a thing for his brethren until he reigned. Think of that. He was just a little brother that couldn't do a thing, except even get pushed around. But once he reigned, he even saved their lives. Made them rich. There's your word. Hallelujah. Rejoice in it. That's your life. So he assures us that we're born of God and we're born rulers. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And in that, brothers and sisters, I will tell you this. He loves us all the same and there is no difference. He loves us all the same and there is no difference. So if he's loving us all the same and there is no difference, shouldn't we love one another the same and there is no difference? And I mean that. Praise the Lord. So that's how he does it. And he has endowed us all with all grace, all the same. I don't have more grace than you, and you don't have more grace than me. We have all grace, and we have it always. See, isn't that marvelous? It's all there always. Praise God. I want you to encourage me, brother. I want you to take more grace. And I want to encourage you, by the grace of God, take more grace. I'm just telling you, you'll never exhaust that grace, and it's all been given. It's all been given, and he's given us all grace. So the thing in that, if we're all the same, thanks be to God, we all have all grace. We're all born of God. Hallelujah. I don't need to worry about the other guy. I don't. I'm speaking of experience here. I've experienced this in a meeting for many, many years. Many, many years of a meeting. And thanks be to God that preached the whole counsel of God. But I saw people so concerned about the other guy. And I'm not talking about in a good way of winning God's best, but concerned. I was thankful even on Wednesday night about those sons of Noah coming in on their dad. What an opportunity to see something that was not right and never to say a word. God's given you opportunity for that. God will give you opportunity for that. Are you taking that opportunity? Or did you approach it like a ham and had to advertise it to everybody? God help us. Ye that are spiritual, restore. This is all this wondrous love of Christ. Huh? It's just the word of God. But it's amazing how we want to think about our brother. Another thing my dad said, don't ever worry about the other guy. Don't ever do that. That's not going to help you at all anyways. You got to keep your thoughts on you. The only one that you have any control over is you. And I thank God in the word of God it says a man needs to know how to possess his own vessel. And when I give my vessel by the grace of God completely dependent over upon his grace and mercy, oh my, what the will of God can do in my life. What he can will and do of his good pleasure in my life. I've seen the Lord do such marvelous things. In your life, my life, and it's marvelous to see it. It's precious. You're ceasing from your own works. You're entering into the rest of God. You're just thanking him. Marvelous that it is Christ that lives in me. It's Christ that lives in me. So here we have it, brothers and sisters, that I am a vessel of mercy. Hallelujah. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So I'm a vessel of mercy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And the word of God tells me to glory in my infirmities. So let's put those all together again. I'm a vessel of mercy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And he says, glory in your infirmities. Well, I'll tell you one thing I can conclude from all of that is that I am weak and you are too. I'm needy and you are too. Praise the Lord. And the beautiful thing is we're one in him. And in that we are one in him, praise be to God, we have but one strength. Amen. That's him. We have but one glorying, and that's him. And we need, praise God, to appreciate one another in that. Aren't you thankful that we know this? I'm thankful that I gather. God gathers me with people that know this, that rejoice in this, that don't sit there and wonder, well, what is he speaking about? No, just to enter into this and to thank God. See, you're in that realm of the mother lode of glory. Praise God. We don't want to hear anything else. I want to hear about the bridal message. I want to hear about winning Christ. I want to win him, and I want to hear about jointly ruling and reigning together with my Savior. That's what I want to hear about. I want to talk about our full inheritance. I don't want milk. I want meat. I'm so thankful the foundation's been laid, and we need to take care how we build upon that foundation of the master builder who is and was the Apostle Paul. And I thank God that was this revelation that he brought, the unsearchable riches of Christ. And here we are, praise be to God, all rich in glory. Glory bestowed upon us because we get it. We're his vessels of mercy. Now, in closing, I just say this. God help us never to veer from it. Never to veer from this. Never be puffed up. Thank the Lord for one another. Really, this is the comfort. This is the chastening. I've heard for years, iron sharpens iron. Yes, it does. Iron does sharpen iron. But it doesn't mean that we're here to criticize one another. And it's the iron and iron that, I'm going to make you, watch this and everything. Iron don't do anything. It's just whacked on the other piece of iron, all right? He's the one that does it. Amen? What it's speaking of is the grace and mercy. Praise God. I could never do anything. If I hit you with me, I'm going to hurt you. I am. If I hit you with me, it's not going to be something that's going to be good for you. Now, God can use it for your good, but it's not in that working that the Lord would have for us. By the grace of God, I want him to use me. I want him to use you. Praise the Lord. Of this beauty of supplying. And you know what that supplying is? It's grace and mercy. That's exactly what it is. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Isn't that what this is all about? Isn't that what pleases him? Isn't Jesus Christ, look at him, he's full of grace and truth. Yeah. I want to be more like him. Well, it's grace and truth. Thanks be to God, it's already in you. It's a transformation, you understand. It's a growing up. And we thank God. So see, in that, understanding this, never be puffed up. Never think more highly of yourself than you ought. Be thankful. I mean, really thankful of the grace and mercy, praise God, that he's revealed to us. Now, you know who you are in Christ. As my father used to say, don't you think that anybody has anything else on you. You're born of God. You're born of God. And you're born to reign over it all. Every single bit of it. If you're sitting here today and say, no, that's just too much, why would you do that? Jesus died for you to have that. He died for you to have that. He became sin for you to have that. He had to make you like him to give it to you. He had to be made that sin for you to be born of his Father. He had to be that sin to come into your life and to grow up. And to share that beauty, praise God, of the midst of the throne glory that his Father was always going to hand him. But not hand him until he had that one. The one, praise God, that beautiful wife. Now, praise God, the throne that has been waiting, hallelujah, all has been prepared. Behold the Lamb's wife. Behold the Lamb's wife. And it's all because he freely gave us his son. That is why we have it all. That is why we are favored above all. Because it's Christ. It's Christ that liveth Hallelujah. In me. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Jesus, you be magnified. Your gift. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Precious hearts, precious saints. Oh, I love you.
Yes.
Come unto me. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly.
Yes.
The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with that glory that shall be revealed in you.
Yes. Yes.
Each and every one of you here today, you have a need, sufferings, pain. But look unto God, he loves you. He will take care of you.
Jesus.
He will take care of your every need.
Jesus,
and
thank you.
He will exalt you.
Amen.
Right into that midst of that throne. Oh. In that throne room to rule and to reign.
Jesus.
Don't be together with him.
Yes.
For the eternities to come.
Oh, God. Father. Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. Yes, God.
You have the same power, the same power that took Samson, that weak, that young boy, and lifted the gates and ran with it.
Jesus.
You have the same power that took this small axe head and made it float. The same power of resurrection that took Christ and sent him to the throne. That
Hallelujah.
Power is yours. Oh, precious hearts.
Amen.
It is all yours at your disposal.
Hey.
Just take it.
Hey.
Just take it and run. And don't be ashamed of it. I give this to you freely. You are more than
conquerors. Oh, amen. 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 Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name, Lord, your wondrous presence, God, as you have assured us, Lord, we're gathered in your name. You're in the midst, Lord, and soon, hallelujah, our faith will be made sight, and we shall see you as you are. Oh, beloved one, even so, come quickly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.